The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolien.
Good afternoon, Paul. I wish I could start this broadcast on a more positive note, but today Israel bows its head for 39-year-old Rabbi Shai Ohayon, a father of four, who was stabbed in a terror attack earlier today in the city of Petah Tikva. His attacker, Khalil Abd al-Khalik Dwekat, a 46-year-old Palestinian father of six himself, who had a permit to work in Israel, is the perpetrator. He is in police custody, and it has been noted that apparently he suffers from mental health issues, and he had approached the Palestinian Authority welfare services to no avail. So this is just, it's tremendously tragic all the way around, and our thoughts and prayers with the Ohayon family. And Rabbi Shai Ohayon, just 39 years old, a father of four, may his memory be a blessing.
Amen. That is very sobering news, Rolien. On to something, I guess, a little bit more run-of-the-mill, although still global geopolitics. Mike Pompeo, he's in closed conversations with the Bahrainis, there's other countries as well on his trip.
Well, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was in Israel earlier this week, is on a tour to try and promote regional normalization. Yesterday, he flew from Israel to the Sudan, the first ever direct flight from Tel Aviv to Khartoum and then onto Bahrain. And what we have heard coming out of these meetings is that the King of Bahrain has said that, you know, the Bahrainis are supportive of the Arab plan, so they're not going to pursue normalization as yet. But Pompeo is hopeful. He's not taking it off the table. He went as far as to say the other day that he hopes for normalization between Israel and Iran. I don't know if that is reaching as far as you can possibly reach at the moment, but we can definitely see where the U.S. Administration's head is at in terms of Middle Eastern geopolitics. They are pushing very, very hard for a normalization. They are looking at it from a variety of perspectives, you know, trying to calm down the threat posed by Iran, trying to bring about peace. Of course, there's probably other political interests there as well. But also, this is possibly the way that we are going to have to approach peace with the Palestinians. The Palestinians have roundly rejected the normalization of ties between Israel and the UAE, now referring to the UAE as dictators. But also, while we are discussing the historic agreement, the Abraham Accords, bringing the descendants of Abraham, the Muslim descendants and the Jewish descendants together for peace and normalization, I'm happy to report that on Monday, the first direct flight from Tel Aviv to Abu Dhabi will take place on an Al jet airliner with a delegation from Israel and the USA, and will fly over Saudi airspace. So that is just history all in itself. And hopefully we'll see changes soon. We've heard from the Moroccans, the Sudanese, who have said that, you know, while they have a transitional government, they cannot talk normalization. The government at the moment is not mandated for that. And today we've heard from the King of Bahrain, King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, who has said that while his country remains committed to the Arab Peace Initiative, they will intensify their efforts to end the conflict. And we can't forget that last year in Manama, the capital of Bahrain, we had the confab, the Peace to Prosperity confab. So for the moment, at least we have eyes and minds open to other ways that we can work towards peace with our neighbors. And also in the country is the UK Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab. He is in Israel at the moment. He met with Prime Minister Netanyahu, who gave him a little bit of a scolding for the Europeans' reluctance to impose sanctions on Iran, to call Iran into account for their threats against the state of Israel. But we can't forget that the UK has Brexited and maybe we'll see a change there. Just saying. And a lovely picture of the foreign secretary with his Israeli counterpart, Gabi Ashkenazi, our foreign minister, saying that the relations between the two countries are very, very strong.
Well, that is encouraging news, Rolene, but from the historic and the new to the retread and the history repeating itself, your next story is about, further tit for tat between Israel and Hezbollah. Israel has launched air attacks at Hezbollah posts on the Lebanon border.
Well, last night, Israeli troops were fired upon by Hezbollah operatives, we'll call them. And we have warned Hezbollah in the past. In fact, Defense Minister Benny Gantz today lauded the quick reaction, as did the Ramatkal, the Chief of Staff of the IDF, Aviv Kochavi, lauded the fast reaction by troops on the border who struck Hezbollah positions in response to being fired upon. And the defense minister said that Israel will not let Hezbollah harm our troops. And the prime minister went further today to say Hezbollah is putting the whole of Lebanon at risk because they're trying to provoke Israel into some kind of conflict on our border. And we cannot forget that this comes at a time where we are also striking Hamas targets within the Gaza Strip in response to the ongoing arson terror. If you are on my Twitter, you will see today that I posted images from a basketball court in Netivot. This is one of the towns that surrounds the border with Gaza. We call it the Gaza Envelope Area or Otef Aza. And while kids were playing basketball, one of the IEDs exploded. Thank goodness none of our kids were harmed in any way, but the basketball court has been severely damaged.
And finally, Rolene, tell me about, Mary Ann Mendoza. She is a speaker. She was in the lineup for the Republican National Convention, but she's been pulled for basically getting almost like a full bingo card of every anti-Semitic trope of the last century, according to the news.
Well, first of all, please, can I steal the terminology full bingo card of anti-Semitic terminology? Sadly, yes, we have another one with a full bingo card this time. Marianne Mendoza, who's referred to as the angel mob, she was scheduled to speak at the RNC. All eyes are on the RNC because we are headed towards a major election in a couple of months. That's the US election. I'm so glad, Paul, we're not having another Israeli election. I'm relieved about that. But yes, yeah, she has been pulled from there for supporting an organization called QAnon. Mm. This is a movement that promotes conspiracy theories about a global Jewish cabal, which is apparently bent on terrorizing non-Jews. Just this weekend on the 405 freeway in Los Angeles, we saw one of their big signages that said, Jews want a race war. So she has been pulled, but still controversial because Secretary of State Mike Pompeo decided that he would give his address to the RNC from Jerusalem. Apparently, this violates laws with regards to, how you can address the nation during these kinds of summits, but also has created a lot of controversy in Israel because, we don't like Israel being brought in as a political football between the two parties. We enjoy strong bipartisan support. So just a word to the wise. If you are on the political grandstand, please don't pull our capital city and our country into your speeches. It doesn't go down well with the Israeli constituencies.
Well, Rolene Marks, thank you for another edition of the Israel Report. I hope that we won't have to start tomorrow with such somber and sober news. It's a terrible news, of course. Baruch Dayan HaEmet, such a young rabbi. We'll go back to our normal irreverent, we need to pick a band and or an artist for us to completely butcher and parody their songs in your honor, of course.
Well, what I can suggest is that we end today's broadcast with Give Peace a Chance.
That's all we're saying. Yes, that's something I think we can all get behind. Rolene Marks, thank you so much. We'll speak with you again tomorrow, Thursday, 5:20. Have a great evening.
You too.